You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
At the last Mass, no one laughed at my joke. But I am determined and persevering. But I'll change it up a little bit. John Wade, you're here today, I believe, up in the choir loft. He's far enough away he can't throw anything at me and hit me from there. I've seen him play baseball. Earlier this week, John came to me and said, Father Carl, something very strange happened to me. He said, I got this letter in the mail. And he said, no, all of us sometimes get anonymous letters. People write us a letter and they don't sign their name to it. He said, this is the strangest one I've ever got. He said, you know, because it has my name on the front. But he said, the strange thing about this letter is when I pulled it out, there was no letter there. Just the name of the person who had written the letter. So that's the strangest thing I've ever seen. I said, John, show me the letter. And so he pulled it out of the envelope and opened it up, and there I see in these four big letters, the letters F-O-O-L. Is this microphone working? I had to have a little talk with John to explain them what that letter meant. Jesus, in today's gospel, in his parable, talks about those who were wise and those who were foolish. The wise virgins brought flask of oil for their lamps, while the foolish ones did not. Obviously, their wisdom wasn't being prepared for the bridegroom when he came in the middle of the night. During these November days, when the church invites us to remember the dead and reflect upon our own death, these words of Jesus about preparedness can be very sobering. When he concludes today's parable with the warning that we too do not know neither the hour nor the day. Those of us who are Cardinal baseball fans, and probably all of us, were saddened to hear the unexpected and untimely death of the great Cardinal pitcher, Bob Forsch, who died at the age of 61 on Thursday evening, just a week after he threw the first pitch for the seventh game of the World Series. When death comes to someone so young and so unexpectedly, we're all reminded once again how fragile and precious the gift of life is. For the fact of the matter is, no matter how young or how healthy we might be today, no one of us has any guarantee of a tomorrow. But that does not mean that we should live in fear of death. For as St. Paul reminded us in his letter to the Thessalonians today, death is not the end of life, but rather the beginning of new life. And this is what grants us comfort and consolation in the face of death. And so, when the church invites us to reflect upon our own death, the church does so in the sense that we should live with an awareness that each and every day is a new opportunity for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of the bridegroom, whether that be tomorrow or 100,000 tomorrows from now. But the good news to remember is that preparing for death is a lot more about living than it is about dying. We must constantly strive to live life fully each and every day, treasuring the present moment, striving to always be our best selves today. For God is always most present in the present. And to live in the presence of God in the here and now is to live in the state of grace. And so the best way to prepare ourselves for the coming of the final day is to be prepared for the Lord's coming to us in the present day through the events, the people, and the prayer or by daily living? Living a way of life that always puts God first. That's what we are challenged to do. And that very simply is the definition of the word stewardship that we hear used so often in the church today. If someone asks you or me, what's the main thing in your life? What's your life's goal? What would we respond? What should we respond? We come together here each and every Sunday to remind ourselves that the main thing, the main goal in our life is to make it to heaven. And that's a goal, a priority that we should not put off until tomorrow or some later time. Otherwise, we're like the foolish bridesmaids in today's gospel, totally unprepared. And as the parable today reminds us, a life of virtue and goodness can't be borrowed. We have to get our own oil if we are going to be a light shining brightly in the world. The challenge then is for us to ask ourselves daily, what am I doing for heaven's sake? For genuine wisdom lies in understanding and remembering daily that if I don't get to heaven, nothing else really matters. To do anything less is where fools